This Health Ranger Report Pandemic Podcast is brought to you by naturalnews.com for uncensored reporting and healthrangerstore.com for lab-tested preparedness supplies such as storable food, full-face medical masks, biostructured silver first aid gel, and iodine, only while supplies last. Well, to all Trump supporters, I hope you have enjoyed the Trump years, because it's over for Trump. That's what it looks like. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. This is March 11th, pandemic.news update on the coronavirus. It looks like Trump will not survive because he cannot see what's happening, and he's refusing to take a leadership role. Now, he is scheduled to speak to the nation later this evening in an emergency broadcast of some kind. So there is the possibility that he may change course tonight, maybe by the time you hear this, and he might take a leadership role and actually admit that this virus is not the flu, and that we're going to have to probably lock down entire regions of America, and that we're going to have to really fire the top people at the CDC and get some testing going in America. We need to follow the South Korea model, which involves testing hundreds of thousands of people, and that's still not happening in America. We in America are still suffering under the don't test, don't tell policy, which is disastrous. It's catastrophic for America. And Trump and Rush Limbaugh and Mike Pence and Dr. Drew and others have been deceiving the American people. They have been issuing bad information, horribly bad, awful, dangerous misinformation to the American public. And if Trump doesn't stop this now and change course now, like very, very soon, then it will be over for Trump. I was hosting the Alex Jones Show today, and Gary Haven was a guest for two segments, I think. And I asked Gary how long he thought Trump had to turn the corner on this and actually get in front of this virus situation and level with the American people. And Gary said that he thought Trump had 1 week remaining. After that, it's too late. I was estimating 2 weeks, but if through this whole thing, I've been overly optimistic. In fact, the numbers have exploded more quickly than I had projected. This has been happening to me again and again, where I make a projection. You know, I run pandemic projection models, and even before that, I was making estimated projections based on analysis. So I make a projection. Then immediately Trump supporters say, oh, you're fear-mongering, it's doom and gloom. Why do you think it's so bad? And then within a week, what actually happens is worse than my projection. And this has been happening week after week after week, where no matter what projection I make, it turns out to be worse, even though I'm always accused by Trump supporters of trying to hurt Trump or something along those lines, which is insane. I'm not trying to hurt Trump. I'm trying to help Trump save his presidency and save America, but it looks like that's not happening. Trump is not informed on this issue. You know, politely stated, he's not informed. The people around him are giving him bad information. The CDC has been sabotaging this thing from the start. They set a trap for Trump, what I've been calling the Trump trap. And they have sprung the trap, and Trump has fallen into the trap, and he has yet to extricate himself from that trap. So here's what's going to happen if Trump doesn't change course. Again, this is qualified. If he does not change course, the hospitals in America will be overrun by about the end of May. By midsummer, we'll have millions of infections and deaths in America. The elections will not even be held under this scenario, unless something dramatically changes. And ultimately, there'll be millions of deaths in America, millions of deaths, because Trump wanted us to believe that everything was fine, and Rush Limbaugh wanted to tell us that it's just the flu, and all these deniers and I don't know what he called them, just these incredibly stupid people who can't do math, who can't understand the exponential spread of this virus, these people, many of whom are, let's face it, Trump cultists. They're incapable of thinking for themselves. They're zombies who just do whatever Trump says. I've never been in that category. I've supported Trump consciously after deciding that Hillary Clinton would have been disastrous. That's why I supported Trump. Not because I'm a cultist who follows some leader blindly. No, forget that. Never. We should always think for ourselves, each and every one of us. But there are a lot of Trump cultists out there who are just blindly following Trump. And when Trump says it's no big deal, then they say, oh, it's no big deal. I'm sorry to say, but that's just flat out stupid. It's stupid. It's how do you even describe it? As I've been pointing out week after week here, the only way Trump is going to stop this is by finding a way to halt the replication of the virus. And the only thing that's working all around the world is isolation, extreme isolation, shelter at home type of orders. Italy, total national lockdown. And it's going to work for Italy, by the way. Italy is taking that strategy because that strategy works. Can you lock down America for 30 days? I have no idea if that's even enforceable. I have no idea. I have a feeling America would collapse in 30 days. So what should Trump do? Well, I was talking to Stuart Rhodes earlier today. Stuart made some good points. He said, yeah, Trump should block flights from Italy and all the other countries, just block international flights. Yes, I got that. It's definitely what he should do. I've been calling for that too. Trump should block the border using the military. Yep, I agree with that too. Stuart Rhodes is right on point. Trump should deploy the military, he says, across the nation to set up testing facilities to start increasing the testing for the coronavirus. Okay, I get it. Stuart is right again. Military deployment nationwide to get testing done, since the CDC seems to be utterly incompetent at this point. The CDC has been sabotaging this thing from day one, by the way. They're trying to take Trump out, and they've probably succeeded. But there are things Trump could do right now. You could order nationwide all closures of all public events. And that's not overreacting. That's actually the sane, rational thing to do to break the cycle of exponential replication of this virus. You have to break the cycle. You can't just do what Trump has been trying to do so far, which is, oh, pump up the Fed, more liquidity, print more money, have more bailouts. He was talking about eliminating employer social security taxes, or what's called the payroll tax, eliminating the payroll tax. Well, okay, how does that stop the virus from replicating? That's my question. So great, so businesses don't have to pay payroll tax. That's awesome. How does that stop the virus? It doesn't. You see, the virus is feeding on people's lungs. And the only way you're gonna deal with this is to stop the virus from eating people's lungs. How do you stop the virus? I hate to sound like a broken record, but how do you stop the virus from eating people's lungs? You're not going to do that by the Fed having more liquidity, more free money, more Weimar Germany hyperinflation. You know, give me a break. That doesn't stop the virus. The virus doesn't care about your monetary policy. The virus doesn't care what the stock price is. The virus doesn't care what your politics are. The virus is just going to spread and feed, spread and feed, spread and feed, spread and feed. That's, if the virus had a mind, that's what it would be. Spread and feed, which, by the way, reminds me of some people I used to know in the Midwest, but that's a different story. That's like the movie Idiocracy, spread and feed. But nevertheless, yeah, I went to a public high school, so I knew some people who couldn't quite function in society. They won't fare well in this situation. But nevertheless, Trump has got to do something other than just promising money for people. Here's $1,000. Good luck with that infection. Like, is that Trump's answer now? Gonna run around the country, maybe with helicopters, and drop money out of the sky. Good luck with the virus. Here's some free money. You know, helicopter Fed policy. It doesn't stop the virus from feeding. That's the thing. It doesn't stop the virus. At some point, you have to isolate. And you should promote antiviral nutraceuticals, such as vitamin C and vitamin D and things like that. But for some reason, Trump is now all in with big pharma and the vaccine industry. It's all big pharma now. Oh, let's give billions to the drug companies. Let's give billions to the vaccine companies. So it's just another handout scheme. I see. Just another big ripoff of the taxpayers. Well, how does that stop the virus from spreading? It doesn't. The virus continues to spread. So you can give all the money in the world to big pharma and the vaccine industry, and it doesn't stop the virus. You see? So it comes back to the same question. How do you stop the virus? Isolation. Which means sooner or later, Trump's going to have a giant lockdown of the country. So then the question becomes, well, how many people have to die first, President Trump? How many people have to die first before you do the lockdown that you should have done in the first place? Well, then you have issues. Is a lockdown constitutional? Stuart Rhodes says no. There might be uprisings. I don't know the answer to that. Might be economic collapse. That's a possibility. All I'm saying is if you don't do it, the virus will continue to spread exponentially. That's what we know for sure. So we'll see where this goes, but I think you should be prepared to kiss Trump goodbye because he does not appear capable of grasping what's happening. And that's, then again, if America elects Joe Biden, then you have a cognitively senile, neurologically inept person that's even worse at grasping reality. So basically we're screwed is where we find ourselves right now. America may not survive this, but stay informed, read pandemic.news. We'll stay online as long as we can. That probably won't be more than a few more months. We'll see. Thanks for listening. Take care. When it comes to prepping, you not only need good products that can help keep you alive, awake, aware, and nourished during difficult times, you also need products you can trust. At the Health Ranger store, we do extensive laboratory testing using an in-house lab that's ISO accredited. It's inspected, it's audited. It's a 2-year process to even get that accreditation. We use multiple mass spec instruments, state-of-the-art science. I'm a published science author as well and a patent holder on several technologies, some of which we use variations of in our lab. The purpose of this lab is to help you make sure you get clean foods, superfoods, storable foods for emergency preparedness and survival use. We have a certified organic lab-tested, what's called Ranger Bucket collection of storable foods with some survival gear in the buckets to help you even boil water and cook those foods and so on. It's a fantastic product. We can barely keep it in stock, even during normal times. In a crisis, we'll be wiped out of this product because it actually takes us a lot of time to make those products. But if they're in stock, you can get them now at healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. In fact, go to that URL, healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike, and you'll see some of our survival and preparedness supplies, including iodine, colloidal silver products and gel, first aid products, storable foods, superfoods, medicinal herbs for first aid, and much more. We have a lot of products for you to help you be self-reliant, to be safe, to survive difficult circumstances, natural disasters, and all kinds of things. If you want to get prepared, do it with us at the Health Ranger store so that you know you're getting safe, clean, laboratory-verified preparedness foods, supplements, and other related products. Again, the URL is healthrangerstore.com/prepwithmike. All one word, no spaces. Prep with Mike. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for your support.